There really has never been a better time to reap the benefits of a modern IT infrastructure. Updating to state-of-the-art equipment and modernizing your data center can deliver enhanced manageability, security, access, as well as reduced costs. Hey there, everyone. I'm James Hilliard, and today, pleased to have Ron Sasser, the IT manager for Kreider Foods, on Connection Point with us. Ron here to talk about how he was able to update the IT infrastructure while maintaining his control over all the operations there at Kreider. Ron worked with the services teams at PC Connection to deploy Cisco UCS with Intel Xeon processors as part of their total data center overhaul project. Started around 2011, just took 3 to 4 months to do this major overhaul. You'll hear the details from Ron here. And Ron, appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's start off with a little bit just on Kreider Foods, not a household name for a lot of folks. What do you do?
We are the largest protein can manufacturer in the United States. We produce for customers out there like Costco and Campbell's and Bumblebee, and we also have cooked products that we do for Subway, Wendy's, Pilgrim's, Quiznos, Chili's. So those are just some of the samples of the customers we manufacture for.
Absolutely. And again, a lot of household names there too. Well, let's talk about this IT project here. And again, we said really kind of overhaul of your data center. Let's jump in the Wayback Machine and go back to the tech landscape at Kreider Foods before this project. Paint us a little picture. What did things look like?
Well, back at that time, you know, we were running your standard fat client servers. We had about 18 servers. There was a large storage array where we were doing camera backups to, and a pretty massive solution, you know, a lot of equipment, a lot of cooling requirement. And yet we were at the time where all of our equipment was 5 to 7 years old, and it's time to start migrating them to new servers. Well, we didn't have the space to even try to move them to new servers because we fill up all the racks just running the live servers. So that was kind of a little environment we were dealing with. We got so big we couldn't even get on backup tapes. We were having problems with getting our backups completed in time. You know, those were kind of where we were at that time.
If you could boil it down for us, Ron, top kind of two reasons outside of just kind of being old stuff, top two reasons really to upgrade the data center and make a change to something much more modern.
Space was an issue for us at the time. Also, able to migrate and grow with new technology and needing the performance to handle that.
So let's talk a little bit here, and maybe this is our laundry list, and we'll have the opportunity to dive down a bit deeper, but what ultimately then did you go through and install and bring into your new data center?
We contacted PC Connection at that time with our problems, and we kind of went through the issues we were having with them, and they decided, hey, you know, let's help you design something. They introduced me also to their Pro Connection team for their implementation engineers, and they all helped me get together. And we started talking about, you know, the growth, you know, virtual servers, virtual desktops, some power and racking equipment to help me with the new infrastructure. We talked about backup solutions, and we went through all kinds of different products at that time. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there, and they really helped me understand every part of it and every vendor to find out which solution was going to meet my needs and accomplish what I needed to have done.
With that PC Connection team, was it their team and just you? Did you employ some of your other team members to be involved as you evaluated things like EMC backup and Cisco servers and switches and things like that?
The irony of that is my company here, well, there's only two people in our IT department running this. At the time we did the implementation, we had over 900 employees that worked at this company and a lot of automation and a lot of equipment that we maintained here. And so at the time, there was just me that had the free time to jump off and actually work this project and design it. So they came in really handy because, you know, I didn't have the resources in-house to do all that.
Absolutely. No, sounds like it. And your story, I'm sure, is not alone. There are people listening now, I'm sure, shaking their heads saying, yep, right there with you, Ron, just two or three of us maybe, and we've got all this to do. I brought up the, you know, some of the technology. Let's focus a little bit on some of the Cisco technology. I know you looked at some of their blade servers, some of their switches, things like that, firewalls. Why ultimately did you choose Cisco UCS with Intel Xeon processors to kind of be a foundation for your data center?
So after reviewing all the types of solutions with PC Connection sales team, we determined determined that, you know, based, you know, with cost, you know, the blades in a virtual environment was going to cut my purchasing cost by 70% from the standard choices of going with fat clients or converting over to a virtual. So the cost savings was a no-brainer. It was really great solution. And the performance and expandability growth going forward was going to really help impact our company, where we can grow without having to really redo the infrastructure every time. And Cisco was one of the companies that, you know, really has a great standing out there. Their product and the networking was really strong. They had worked really well with the storage company that we chose as well, EMC, doing a lot of back-end data transferring and stuff without, you know, bogging down the network. So we went with Cisco to handle our servers. We also upgraded to one of their newer core switches and upgraded our firewall at the same time with Cisco. They've really proven over 3 years, you know, we haven't had any issues with their equipment. They're really strong.
Well, again, you chose those Cisco Blade servers, other Cisco technology. It sounded, if I heard correctly, one of the reasons why was nice integration with things like EMC's VNXE storage. Why, again, then here, kind of similar question, why did you choose that storage from EMC? What did you think that was going to do for you? What benefits you'd actually get?
So EMC, they brought me out there to their site and showed me how they designed everything. We went over their technology platforms and talked about, you know, the fast caching. At that time, you know, it was still a new technology. You know, not everybody was working with fast caching yet, solid state drives. And, you know, that was really a great turning point to get in at the beginning of that stage and really improve my performance, especially since some of the storage I was going to be adding into was to support my video surveillance solution, where we have over 100 IP cameras storing, you know, 20 to 30 frames per second. And keeping that for 90 days for our quality control, you know, alone just for video, we purchased over 72 terabytes just to store our video. And the processing that's required for that is a lot of IOPS. And so, you know, their solution really can handle the IOPS speed and then storage it, reduce it down to cheaper storage.
Sounds like the technologies that you chose not only were going to modernize that data center, get rid of that, you know, 7 to 10 year old technology that you had, but was setting you up to continue to kind of grow and expand so that you weren't going to find yourself in the same position 7 years down the road, right? You're going to have technologies that can grow and expand with your operations as you need.
Exactly. And that was definitely my point up front. I want to make sure whatever I buy, all I have to do is add some more storage or a couple of arrays. I don't have to completely migrate everything off the existing equipment to some new equipment in 5 years. You know, I want something that I can, you know, just keep worried about expanding and not worry about I got to replicate all this off because the hardware is not supported anymore or it's not valuable anymore. So it really cuts down my workload where I can worry about growing instead of just trying to keep up with existing equipment.
I know from some of your background overall, about a 10-year or so relationship with PC Connection. Talk to me for a moment about, you know, the professional services team. Could you have done this project if you didn't work with an IT partner like PC Connection? Could you have done this on your own to the degree of success that you're enjoying today?
I knew I could not do this on my own. There was no question or doubt. You know, the skill level that's required for the entire overhaul project we did here, because we did everything from the ground up. We came in, we put in new networking, we put in new servers, we put in storage, we built new servers, we built a virtual environment, we, you know, virtualized our phone system that we have with Cisco, the call manager solution. All of those, it took people with really specialties in each area. You know, you got a networking person, you got a VMware. We also, which I think I've neglected to mention, we also virtualized our desktops 100% at that time. We virtualized 140 desktops. So there's a specialist not just for the VMware servers, but there's a virtual desktop specialist. There's a Cisco phone system specialist. And then we had our storage specialist from PC Connection. So there was a large team of people that it took to do this job, but they did it so efficiently that I did an entire overhaul of my solution with their team in 2 weeks.
That's pretty impressive. That's a short period of time for an environment that you described earlier to just get done in 2 weeks. When going through and working with, it sounds like about five engineers or so on the project with you, Did you get a lot of, I'll call it knowledge transfer? I mean, was there a lot of information that was said to you so that you felt now once these five might go back working on some other projects somewhere else, helping another customer, you had the knowledge you needed to maintain what had been installed? You had been given the information to drive you forward.
The answer is yes. You know, there are certain parts of the things that where it was like the virtual desktops and virtual servers, stuff that we have to manage daily. I had asked to actually be allowed to drive and have them instruct me while they're staying beside on what to do. So I was actually got to do a lot of the process and get familiar with it. And then I built a relationship with them as well. You know, and so for many months, they were available for calls and stuff. You know, because if any of you that haven't gone virtual desktop, there's a lot of tweaking that you do over the first couple of months. And when you build a virtual desktop, trying to build your master image and deploy your machines. And so there were a couple times where I'd have to shoot him an email, say, hey, how do I do this? And he'd gladly respond. I didn't have to go and beg somebody for help. They kept in touch and they helped me, really make this product work for me.
I know in the food industry, there are grades given to things like eggs and beef and stuff like that. Let's have you give us a grade on this project.
I would have to give them a solid from a 1 to 10. I'm going to give them a 10, from the fact that they helped me from the very beginning with not just getting the right product and costing, but they helped me build the solution, and then they were able to implement the solution with the best professional services that you could ask for. I've been very happy. I've had other projects I had done prior to this where, we get an engineer in, they try to do something, it breaks, then you're trying to fix it. It's usually a roller coaster. And this project, as massive as it was, went off as best as I could have asked for.
Hey, good stuff, Ron. Great place for us to wrap up our conversation. Appreciate you joining us. Folks, if you want to learn more about the products and services that can help ensure your organization is ready to design an infrastructure for tomorrow, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about beginning your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can also learn more online, govconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0019. If you would like to send us an email, we are happy to receive that. connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us here on Connection Point.